2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Ever snore so loud it registered as an earthquake, or you woke up with a throat as dry as the Sahara Desert and a headache that could stop a locomotive? Well, I've had all of these because I have sleep apnea. Hi, I'm Scott Mitchell. Yep, I wear a machine plugged into a wall attached to a hose every night. Sound Sleep Medical changed all of this for me, and they can do that for you. They specialize in providing oral appliance therapy for individuals suffering from sleep disorders. In many cases, oral appliances have proven to be as effective as CPAP machines in treating sleep apnea. The lack of sleep is a serious health risk and has been linked to heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and even depression. The oral appliance I got from Sound Sleep Medical has freed me from a hose. I can go anywhere, and I've never slept better. Call Sound Sleep Medical today. Seriously, for a limited time, the first 25 people that call get a free consultation worth $200. Call 801-783-5451. It's 801-783-5451.
Hey there, welcome into Jazz Notes. Woo! Friday, April 19th. I'm Zach Hicken, joined alongside by Hemahe Mooley Jr.
That's me.
We are, it's game day eve for game three, the playoff home opener for the Utah Jazz. Your Utah Jazz, that's why you're listening to Jazz Notes, brought to you by KSLSports.com. Mm-hmm. We are not as optimistic as we were last Friday when we recorded. We predicted the Jazz might win a game or two. Ugh. Maybe it might happen. This is the best opportunity for it to happen.
Also, when I was doing the Jazz Notes earlier, I also predicted that the Jazz would win game two, but they didn't.
I didn't think they'd come out game one. I thought for these first two, game two would be the one. I just expected more competition. I was on yesterday with Trevor Allen, KSLSports.com digital producer extraordinaire. We talked a little bit about the offensive woes, what's going on with the Jazz, why they're struggling, what we think that they need to do to improve that, who can they roll out to kind of break up the switching defense that the Rockets have. Well, I don't know that there's an answer per se with anyone that they have on the bench, but something that they do have that they can turn to in game three and four is this home crowd, this home arena, a place where they're very hard to beat.
Right.
Last year in round one, the Jazz were 3-0 at home in the playoffs. They also stole game two on the road. This is the first round. In the first round, they were 3-0 at home. 5-seed again. Mm-hmm. But they had stolen game two. Game one was kind of a blowout. They stole game two, came back and won 3-4 to take a 3-1 lead. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not the case. A 30-point blowout followed by a 20-point blowout. We're less optimistic.
A better team, arguably.
Definitely a better team. A worse matchup for the Jazz. The Jazz match up better last year against the Thunder than they do this year against the Rockets. But what we saw this year at home for the Jazz was a great homestand or record for the homestand part of the season. The 41 games that they played at home, they won 29 of those games. That's a pretty good record, especially when you look at what they did late in the season. They're carrying an 8-game win streak right now at home. They've won their last 8 home games.
Which is great news.
It's a reason to be optimistic. And look at some of the teams that they beat getting there. Okay, well, the last home game was against Denver. And we saw maybe Spida Mitchell's best performance of the season in that game, where he scored 46 points against Denver in the regular season home finale. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another great win against Sacramento. One that when you look at where the Jazz were in their schedule, it was kind of a sneaky game that mm-hmm. Could have caught them, but they get the win over Sacramento. A win over Charlotte. Also a win over Washington. Mitchell had 35 in that game. A home win against L.A. Phoenix with a lot of distractions in that game with the return of the Jimmer.
Right.
Yeah, wins over Brooklyn. Brooklyn, a playoff team that showed really well in game one. Not mm-hmm. so much in game two and three because of the Simmons effect. But, yeah, and even going back to March 2nd, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks at home. Spida Mitchell, again, scores 46 points there.
Yeah.
So the ingredients that we're seeing with beating great teams at home late in the season is Donovan Mitchell exploding for a big performance.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely agree. Donovan has been very underwhelming in the playoffs thus far, averaging, what, 10 points, maybe? He had 19 the first game, right?
Yeah, it's about 15. 13.
Yeah, so he's averaging 15 points, but we really need like 20 plus out of him. And then
I think you're going to need, I think what you're going to need out of Donovan, because of the type of player that he is and what he's able to do when he's creating, is like 30 plus.
For sure.
That's a pretty big load for a second year player to shoulder.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, if everyone can contribute some points, then they only would have to do like 20, 25 points.
Right. It's not acceptable right. for Joe Ingles to be 2 for 9.
Absolutely.
From three. Jay Crowder be 2 for 11 or whatever he is.
Yeah.
Donovan's 4 for 15 though. He's not
having
shooting great.
Royce O'Neal be your leading scorer. Like that, those kind of things. It's great. Like, awesome. Royce, you know, get us buckets.
You mean to tell me you don't want Grayson Allen dropping 40?
If Grayson Allen drops 40 in the playoffs, I will eat my hat.
That hat doesn't look like it tastes good either.
It's just, yeah, like everyone needs to, I don't know. There's just so much that the Jazz need to improve on, and mm-hmm. fast. They only yeah. have 2 games to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Or they're going home or staying home, I guess, would be the.
They're cleaning out their lockers either way.
Right.
Season's over.
It's
done.
And I think definitely offense has something to do with it, and definitely Donovan needs to produce a lot more. Aside from the offense, they also need to get better defensively. But this is where I wanted to bring up a point. The Jazz need to step up defensively, but they have. Okay, so I looked at this tweet today by one Andrew Zog, and I thought it was really interesting. Game one, it was a loss, 90-22. We lost by 32 points, right? Game two, it was 118-98. We lost that one by 28 points. We improved by 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
It seems silly, but it's a pretty good improvement. And so this is interesting. Andrew like does the math, and he's like, if we keep improving in that trend, game three will be a 106-114 loss. So that's 3 losses in a row. But game four will be a 114-110 win.
Okay.
And then game five will be a 122-106 win. Game six will be a 130-102 win. Game seven, it's like if they keep trending in the way they are, they totally could. But obviously that, I don't know. It's very optimistic.
It is optimistic.
But the improvement is good, but they have to really, really improve.
So
fast.
One thing that I did see that is a positive for the Jazz was the second half defensive adjustments. I talked about this yesterday with Trevor. They came out to start the game doing that same, absolutely forcing Harden to go only right
yeah.
and shouldering that left shoulder. And guess what? He stepped up to the call,
yeah.
scored 17 points, and had like 5 assists in the first quarter. Once they D'd him up and actually played physical with him, they got in his head. He got frustrated. There was a point where he got very chippy with Ricky.
Yeah.
Okay, Ricky can do that. Ricky can get in people's heads. It's just like Joe with playoff Paul George last year. He got in Paul George's head.
Yeah.
So have Ricky do that. Have Royce do that. Get in Harden's head. bother him, disrupt him. He's the point at which all the offense flows through. It's no longer Chris Paul,
yeah,
the facilitator. It's James Harden. And then just have your guys glue to PJ Tucker in the corner because he's the best corner three-point shooter in the NBA.
Yeah.
He set a record this season.
Eric Gordon's not bad either.
It's Eric Gordon's not bad. He can hit him from the wing. He can stroke it.
And so this is kind of if any of you listen to any of the other KSLSports.com podcasts, on our podcast, Sports Beat After Hours, we had Spencer Linton. And he was kind of saying the same thing where he's like, make James Harden play hero ball, mm-hmm. give him 40 points. But if you can take away, you know, 20 points from PJ Tucker, from Eric Gordon or whatever, that's a good way to beat the Rockets. And that's kind of what you're saying, right?
And do you not want to know what's going to happen when Harden starts to shoulder that offensive load? What's he going to do on the other end of the court?
Right, take a break.
He's going to take a break. He's not going to play defense. And so with Houston playing a switching defense, well, you can just switch Harden onto whoever you want to facilitate the ball through, facilitate scoring through, mm-hmm. and just have him score.
Yeah.
Okay, it could be Donovan. He struggled with being defended with the switching defense and being the lone ISO guy that the Jazz can go to.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been able to overcome the physical defense that they're playing after they make the switches. I think what we're going to need to see out of Donovan, our expectations for him are going to have to be massive for this game.
Yeah.
I think Donovan's expectations for himself are going to be massive this game. He's going to feed off the energy that he's going to get from that home crowd. It's going to be electric. They're already setting up outside the arena. They have the radio broadcast is going to be out there. The TV pre and post and halftime
is
going to be out mm-hmm. up. It's already outside up there. It's going to be ready to go.
I wonder how long, how
there's
going to
be a great crowd. 2 hours beforehand.
Okay.
So 6:30. Also, in case you guys weren't aware, right across the street, KSL is going to be having a party, a playoff party of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Of our own. There's going to be local celebrities there. Well, at least I saw one saying that he's going to be there. There's going to be pizza, face painting, fun times had by all, pop a shot. We pumped up the balls. You're welcome promotions. Yeah.
How did they not have a ball pump, by the way? They were very
well
flat.
Technically, we didn't have one either until you brought it in.
Well, we always had one. We just never brought it in.
Right. Fair enough.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's going to kick off at what time?
I believe 6:30 as well.
Okay.
So we're competing with the Jazz.
It'll be fun because you just come by KSL and then you go across the street to their festivities.
Yeah, I mean,
no problem.
They're making you pay for a food truck. We have free pizza.
Yeah.
So
it'll be fun.
We're not making this a battle, Jazz. We love.
Please don't add us.
Being neighbors with you guys.
Yeah. No, it'll be fun. And I like all in all seriousness, I really hope the Jazz can fix the problems that they have. They can improve and that they can take this game because I think they need to win this game.
No, this is a must-win game. If they don't win this game, the series is over. It doesn't matter what they do in game four. They're not coming down from a 3-0 deficit.
And
they've come
back
from a 2-0 deficit in the past. I think that was 2007. They were trailing 2-0 and they came back and beat Houston.
The only game they won, but
we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Sports Beat.
Uh-huh.
9:00 tomorrow.
But, yeah, this is a must-win game, and sure, they have one more game or whatever, but no, they have to win this one. And let's just be honest. How optimistic are you that the Jazz can pull this off?
I think if there's any opportunity for them to get a win, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
With Houston, I think Houston's flying in either tonight or tomorrow. They were in Houston this morning.
Yeah.
They're going to have to adjust to the altitude. Yeah, I'm going to pull out the altitude card. Okay.
Okay.
It's very different playing in an opponent's home arena, especially during the playoffs.
Sure. Sure.
Vivint Smart Home Arena is a very special place.
Absolutely.
And during the playoffs.
Notoriously hard to play at.
Yes.
Even during the regular season. Mm-hmm. So playoff time is a whole different ballgame. And, you know, in our show today, like the Rockets were saying, yeah, they're aware that it's a difficult place to play at.
Mm-hmm.
The Rockets are kind of just going in at it. Normal business. Taking care of business.
In case you weren't aware, it's very well documented and very well publicized that Jazz fans will be all over opponents.
Absolutely.
During the game.
It's the best part of the playoffs, I think, is seeing there's like the kid that was like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say people being racist.
No.
was the best part of the playoffs.
No, the best part was like when they just jaw at the players on the sidelines. Like, I hope they're not saying racist things, but
no, yeah,
yeah, like, just, you know,
it's unacceptable.
There's a part where, like, I remember against the Rockets where Harden like missed the ball or something and it went out and he puts his hands out and he's like, what? Like, he didn't get his call. And in the background, you see a Jazz fan standing up doing the miming the exact same thing that yeah. Harden was doing. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for moments like that. Like, I think that's what makes the playoffs that much more exciting.
Well, there haven't been very many exciting moments. We haven't even seen any, like, electric plays for the Jazz.
Oh, no.
There was, like, one dunk that was, like, maybe a 5 out of 10 on the excitement scale. But it's,
yeah, Donovan. Are you talking about the Donovan dunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he dunks it, and you're like, cool. We're still losing by 20.
Yay! So that's pretty much was my reaction. Yeah.
Yeah, here's hoping that more things interesting happen.
How about this in Jazzland? Did you see this on Twitter today?
What?
The Jazz were suggesting places that the Rockets should go for dinner before the game, and they said Zupas.
Yeah.
I like tweeted that. I was laughing so hard.
Underrated.
So I quote tweeted it, and then I had all these Jazz fans who were like upset, like, oh, you're hurting the economic value of a local company. Come on, Jazz, you're going to get the...
It's because they don't get it.
The local company's legal team. And I'm just like... There's maybe 10% of the Twitter audience that yeah. saw that even got it.
Right.
Like, it's not a big deal. It's Zupas just one of those fine. Things that's funny, okay?
It's hilarious.
I think it's funny. I don't think it crosses a line. I like the snark. I like, you know, kind of referencing that something that happened in the past.
Sure.
Everything
on Twitter should be taken with a grain of salt.
Yeah, don't take Twitter seriously. Yeah. If you take Twitter seriously, like... You need to get off Twitter.
Yeah, even the stats and stuff that people pump and like I don't know. It's just, it's a very snarky place. 72%
of the stats on Twitter are just made up stats.
Yeah, it's true. It's 90% true 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, yeah.
Thank
so
you,
that's,
Ron Burgundy.
That's what's going on. I can't wait for the game tomorrow. Coverage, like we said, will be on KSL TV, Channel 5,
yeah.
at 9 o'clock.
JJ, 9 and 10.
Yeah, 9
we'll,
and 10.
So we'll revisit the game
it won't be
at its progress if you guys don't have an opportunity to watch it.
Yeah.
Tune in to KSL at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We'll mm-hmm. probably touch on it like 2 or 3 times. Revisit it. We'll give updates. We'll let you know what's going on. Also, check out KSLSports.com. We'll have all the latest, greatest moments that's uh-huh. going on. And... Yeah, just stay tuned. Hammond, did you give your prediction for the game?
Yeah, I think the Jazz are going to lose by 10.
By 10. Okay, yeah. So you're following Andrew Zog.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's obviously, like, not to be taken seriously, but I do think that there's a trend. Like, it's to ask for, like, a 15-point blowout, like, win for the Jazz is a bit... much to ask.
Okay, so I think the trend that we might see is maybe more along the lines of what we saw in the second half. And even, I guess, the final three quarters of game two, where James Harden was shut down for 15 points mm-hmm. after scoring 17 in the first quarter. But yeah, like you said, it's stopping those guys in the corner. PJ Tucker, Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, Danwell.
Yeah.
You got to lock those guys down. I think the Jazz kind of figured out that problem that they had in game one with lobs,
mm-hmm.
With alley-oops. For
sure. With Rudy getting caught out of position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's a game of adjustments, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone says that. And the adjustments are very small. If the Jazz come out and win by like 15, dude, I will be very surprised. I will admit I'm wrong, but like,
yeah, I don't think they'll win by 15, but I do think that, if they eke out a win here, or if they're hoping to eke out a win between the two games at home, this game three is the best opportunity.
Yeah.
Because the crowd will be flat in game four if the Jazz...
If they lose this game.
If they lose this game.
Absolutely.
If they're down 0-3.
And I think, you know, I put a lot of faith into the Jazz crowd because they are electric. Mm-hmm. You know, we were there last year for both the OKC and Houston series.
I actually wasn't.
Great. Were you not?
I was in. So I was hired, I think, partway through the OKC series.
Oh,
officially hired, and then I went out of town because I graduated from college, and it was also my birthday, and so I went to Boston to.
I do remember
go to Fenway Park, And
you
that
were
was
here for the Houston series?
I watched game 6 in the airport.
Oh.
Maybe it was game 4.
Interesting.
I think I watched game 4 and game 6 in the airport.
Oh, was it McKay then that was here?
McKay was probably here.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
anyways, yeah, I mean, the crowd's going to be great. It'll be a good opportunity for you to see what they're like.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to be heading over at some point
for sure
tomorrow, even though we have a show going on at 9 o'clock. We are going to do everything we can to get
to go check it out for sure.
Get everything done for 10 o'clock beforehand so we can go check it out. I'm excited. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, I'm predicting a win.
I'm predicting
hoping
a loss.
For the best. I'm more optimistic than Hema. Put that on record. But until then, like I said, tune into KSL5 TV tomorrow. We'll have pregame coverage, in-game coverage, but no postgame. We'll visit that on Sunday for Sports Beat. KSLSports.com, at KSLSports on Twitter. And, yeah, we'll have everything that you need. All your Jazz coverage tomorrow for Game 3. So stay tuned there. Thanks for listening to Jazz Notes on Friday, April 19th. And we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Bye.